This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 on the evening edition with Hezril. We're looking at how all kale flats that have been around for over 40 years old will be getting a facelift. This is happening under the government's urban renewal program. So, Federal Territories Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa recently announced that DB Kale will work with developers to demolish and rebuild condos that are run down, small, and overcrowded. This will also include private flats, but all of this is subject to the permission of their original owners. So each housing unit will be expanded to between 750 and 800 square meters. They'll have three rooms and will include what's been described as a condo-like facilities, and it's also timely. Space has been a large part of the conversations on the issues that have cropped up during the MCO. And, you know, we've touched on how overcrowded households have faced challenges when it comes to mental health, domestic violence, and more. I'm curious, I think, as to the logistics of this, because it will involve, you know, a lot of residents in several areas throughout the Klang Valley. So I'm curious as to how the government will address issues such as perhaps a temporary relocation, and how this might, have a long-term impact on residents in flats. We're going to head to, after this, Ihsan Zainal Mokhtar, who's the president of the Malaysian Institute of Planners. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:14 on the Evening Edition with Hezril, and we're looking at a plan, an announcement rather, by Federal Territories Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa, that DB Kale will work with developers to demolish and rebuild condos that are over 40 years old, and this will include private ones. They want to address round down, small, and overcrowded flats. Tell us what you think of this plan. Do you have any questions? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now heading over to the lines with town planner Ihsan Zainal Mokhtar, the president of the Malaysian Institute of Planners. Ihsan, thanks for joining us this evening.
Yeah, hi, Hezril.
So what do, existing flats, old flats look like in terms of living space and how they're arranged?
I think when the DBKL and Tan Sri had those plans in mind, it's because those housing, those flats, it's really not suitable for the community, for anyone staying in those houses. It's 500 square feet, small, ventilation is poor, ceiling height is low. It's really not conducive for a good living. So I think when they were first designed and built, the reason was just to provide basic housing, a roof over your head, kind of thing. But the best design is certainly not suitable for good living.
Mm. On that note, I wanted to zoom in on, what did designers have in mind when they developed these buildings? Were they designed for the long term, and how long were these buildings meant to last?
I think when they first built those houses, the needs were different, 20 years back, maybe even 30 years back, we were just facing a problem of squatters, people migrating into the city. There was too many squatters, so the urgency was to provide proper housing with proper sanitation facilities, just something that you can house the population as opposed to be in a squalid squatter condition. I think at that time, because of the number of squatters and the number of people migrating to the city, so the need was different. The need was, I think, just to make sure that people were housed in a proper area. But what they had in mind is to provide housing, but I think they really did not consider a lot of things. in terms of the need of the basic human needs, the space, you know. So 500 square feet, two bedrooms, or even one bedroom, can you believe that? And one bathroom, it's crazy, you know. But like I said, maybe the need then was different. But they should even then have considered that, you know, a family with two children, those conditions were just horrendous. That's all I can say. So
looking at the redevelopment plans, they possibly include expanding some flats to 750 to 800 square meters in size, as well as the provision of condominium like facilities. You know, how would you like to see these spaces upgraded? And I guess to that, do you think that these are sufficient upgrades?
For a start, I think it's a good idea. I think it's wonderful that they're upgrading it to 750 or 800 square feet. The more, the better, actually. Because if we look at what's happening now with the pandemic, right, with COVID-19, where you're supposed to stay home, so the place where you stay in should be comfortable, safe, and healthy. So, and the idea of adding on or reconstructing or renovating the current place is not something that is totally new. It's been done. I made to understand that some old police quarters flats were upgraded. They combined two units. In Singapore, they add on to the blocks itself and create extra rooms, you know, all around the block of flats. So I think it's a wonderful idea, but they have to make sure that it's designed, you know, with that 750, 800 square feet minimum, and at least two bathroom and three bedroom. I think that's the minimum comfort level that a person should have, or a small family should have. So I think that the effort is commendable, and I think it's a wonderful idea. But we have to look at the design in totality. It has got to look good from the outside, and it has got to feel good and look good for the person staying there as well. So I think there's a challenge for town planners and architects and those involved in the built environment, whether you're private or public, you know. And the thing is, Hasro, when a person stays in a comfortable house, you know, a comfortable home or a comfortable flat, and that will create a better environment for his family, and it'll be good for the overall community as well. So if you look at it, we're not just building. If we do rebuild and we do it well, we're not just rebuilding a flat. We're rebuilding the community, and that I think is very important. As far as the facilities are concerned, I think, I don't know what condo-like facilities is looked at as the public. I don't know whether gyms and things like that, but definitely public facilities where people can have recreation, have time with the family, more open spaces, you know, more recreational places, and more important, which I think people tend to overlook, designers tend to overlook, is that how do you make the place safe as well as beautiful, as well as making someone feel comfortable in that space, you know, in the house, outside the maybe even the walkway, the lift,
right,
and around the block. I think those are vital and important.
Now, Ihsan, the Federal Tourism Ministry say that they want to demolish and rebuild some of these, you know, old condos. What would a project of this magnitude entail, and how long, you know, would this typically take? Because it's a huge operation.
It is. But I think if the ministry, the government put its wholehearted effort into it, it's not something that will take more than 5 years. You can do it. You can plan it now. And if you rebuild and you add on even to the current plan, I don't think it should take more than 5 years. It is a mammoth project. It is difficult to do, but you plan it well. You get the community involved. You do it as a teamwork. It It's doable. It's very doable.
And let's look at the idea of the logistical issue of temporary relocation. You know, in your view, how would the government and developers need to address that for current residents in these flats?
Yes, yes. There have been, you know, cases where people have to be relocated, and that usually causes a problem because you provide long houses and whatnot, and you take too long to construct the new housing unit. So this one, is, to me, it is difficult but not impossible. You can relocate people in temporary housing, but it's got to be temporary. You know, anything more than 3 to 5 years is not temporary anymore. You know, there must be a well laid out plan. You can, you know, with construction technology today, you can build temporary housing and you can do construction at a rate that is unthinkable of years ago. So, like I said, you know, I'm looking at 5 years max. And I think if you do it really well and you plan it really well early on, 3 years is very, very possible.
Right. And so this initiative is meant to primarily address overcrowding, right? The issue of overcrowding in space. And you've also brought in other factors like comfort, you know, quality. What other factors do you think need to be considered for the new flats?
Okay, we're talking about the 20th century, we're talking about smart city, you know. So definitely this new flat must be enabled with broadband, and the speed must be fast. And you have to feel that these flats are very much part of the city. It's not like, you know, when we have this thing we say, before, you know, low-cost housing for the poor. It's kind of like some add-on to the city that you want to see, you know. Mm. But they should be very much part of the fabric of the city. These are the people, they belong to the city. You know, they're not just there to provide the rest of the folks with services, with cheap labor. They're very much... we're talking very much about the fabric, the community of the city. So, you know, we've got to make the living conditions, you've got to make them part of the city. And with that, I think, you know, you're talking about even the environment. You've got to design, like I said, this is just talking on a radio show, but definitely if you look at the low-cost flat, even the current one, they can do with better design, better finishing, better color scheme.
With that, Ihsan, thanks so much for weighing in this evening.
You're most welcome, then.
Our pleasure. That was town planner Ihsan Zainal Mokhtar, the president of the Malaysian Institute of Planners. You know, keep telling us your thoughts. Do you think that this redevelopment plan is a good idea? Or if you have any questions, you can also send those through. And also, do you live in an old flat, and what would you like to see, you know, if there was a plan to, you know, renovate your condo? That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. We've now got some music to bring you along to the 5:30 news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.